Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He was born above the two apart on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me on this Thanksgiving Day 2014, and this is my 18th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day broadcast, and I'm glad to be with you. I'm glad to be able to spend some time with you. As you know, I broadcast all the holidays live. If it's Monday through Friday, I'm broadcasting my show live on the radio, and have ever since then. I think all the holidays, Memorial Day, 4th of July, the only ones I've missed Monday through Friday, I missed one Labor Day, I think. I was out of the country that Labor Day. But anyway, it's good to be with you. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. I hope you're having a – please have a safe one. Please be safe. Slow down when you're driving. Give me 5 miles an hour. And remember, the life you save might be mine. So slow down a little bit and enjoy the week, enjoy the day with your family, and eat too much. Save room for dessert. Absolutely, I promise you, I'm going to. But I want to do something I always do every year. I love this thing I'm going to recite to you in just a minute that Americans do, that as we celebrate the 393rd year tradition that ragtag group of forebears, the Pilgrims, did all those years ago. That first time in 1621, Thanksgiving Day wasn't the proper noun it is today. It was just a day set aside by a few dozen humans who risked everything, actually lost most of what they had, including dozens and dozens of their pilgrims, and they were hard by to any number of dangers that could have cost them all the rest. But in the midst of all that, they felt compelled to be thankful for what they actually had. Isn't that a lesson that we should think about today? You know, instead of complaining and whining about what we don't have, slow down and sit still for a minute, take a deep breath, and look around and see what you do have. You know, regardless of where you live on planet Earth, let me leave you as we wrap up, you know, as we finish this segment up, let me leave you with this list of things to think about. It's not my list. I've been saying this and I've published this many times over the years. Some people have told me have written me and said that this was from Mother Teresa, and I think that's just fine with me. I'm happy to attribute it to her, and I don't think most people would mind that either. I'm thankful that I found it and have the ability to pass it along. So think about this, folks, if you're wondering about, you know, if you're whining a little bit about what you don't have, think about this. Be thankful for the clothes that fit a little too snug because it means you have enough to eat. Be thankful for the mess you clean up after a party because it means you've been surrounded by friends. Be thankful for the taxes you pay. Yes, even the taxes, because it means you're employed and making a profit. Be thankful that your lawn needs mowing and your windows need fixing because it means you have a home. Be thankful for your heating bill because it means you're warm. Be thankful for the laundry, yes, even the laundry, ladies, because it means you have clothes to wear. Be thankful for the space you find at the far end of the parking lot and use because it means you can walk. Be thankful for the lady who sings off key behind you in church because it means you can hear. Be thankful for the alarm that goes off early in the morning. I have two of them, and because it means that you're alive. And finally, I want to tell you that I'm thankful for small business owners. You're the most courageous, the most important modern-day pilgrims that I know. And I do believe you are pilgrims, small business owners, because you're blazing a trail against all odds. You're doing things, many of you are doing things nobody's ever done before, starting a business from whole cloth, from a blank sheet of paper. Millions of you have done this, and you're still small, or you grew it into something big, regardless of what how your business turned out. As far as I'm concerned, you're a courageous pilgrim in your own right, doing what you do, and I'm so thankful for you, and I'm proud of you. As you know, I tell you this all the time on my show, that how proud I am of what you've accomplished, and against all odds. There's so many things. I mean, I don't want to minimize the life-threatening and the life-taking scenario that the real pilgrims had. I don't want to minimize what they went through. But in our own way, in another time, almost 400 years later, thanks to them, you and I have the opportunity. And thanks to so many other people, we have the opportunity to be pilgrims in our own right. And go up against all odds to create something that we call our small businesses that we love so much. I also want to take a little bit of time to thank our men and women in uniform standing a post around the world. Thousands and thousands of you are away from your family, and I just want you to know that we're thinking of you, we're proud of you, we love you, and we honor you because of your service. And wherever you are, just know that you're important to us, and we're looking forward to having you back home. Going to take a quick break. It's 29 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.